സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം. ഓം
പേജ് 37 വേഴ്സ് 39.
ലിംഗം ചാനേക സംയുക്തം ചലം ദൃശ്യം വികാരിച അവ്യാപകമസദ്രൂപം തത്കഥം സ്യാത് പുമാനയം.
ശങ്കരാചാര്യ ഡൂയിങ് ആത്മ അനാത്മ വിവേക, വിവേക മീൻസ് ഡിസ്ക്രിമിനേഷൻ ആർ ഡിഫറൻസ്. വാട്ട് ആർ ദ ഡിഫറൻസസ് ബിറ്റ്വീൻ ആത്മ ആൻഡ് അനാത്മ? വൺ ഹാസ് ടു സീ ദ നേച്ചർ ഓഫ് ആത്മ ക്ലിയർലി and one has to understand the nature of anatma also that much clearly. I understand atma very clearly, but I don't understand what is anatma. You cannot say. I have to understand atma also and anatma also. So first, the entire universe, the plurality, we convert into duality. Nana vidha nama rupani, all comes under only anatma, one single matter. The entire plurality we have to find a name, anatma, which is unreal. Anatma means non self. Na atma anatma. What is anatma? Which is not atma. Non-self is called anatma. What is non-self? Matter. Matter is anatma. Anatma is non-self. Therefore, this matter, entire universe has got varieties of names and forms. Plurality we are experiencing. The whole plurality is nothing but one anatma. Then second entity is atma, which is the self. That atma is of the nature of all pervasive, that we saw in the swarupam of atma, purushaha. Everything it fills, pervades every body, in every body, in everybody. So atma is entirely different from anatma. Now plurality to duality you have to come. After coming to duality also, our study is not over. Further we have to travel. That's what Shankaracharya is going to develop, the second phase of teaching, from 40-41st shloka onwards. Up to here only first phase of teaching is over. Atma anatma viveka, segregation of the self and non-self, we have segregated now. Panchakosha, avasthatrayam and shariratrayam, all comes under non-self segregation. Atma is that സാക്ഷി പുരുഷ ചൈതന്യം സത് ചിത് പ്രിൻസിപ്പിൾ. ദിസ് ഈസ് നിത്യം ഏകം. നൗ യു സീ ഇൻ ദിസ് ശ്ലോക ആൽസോ 39, സ്ഥൂല ശരീരം സൂക്ഷ്മ ശരീരം, ഹാവിംഗ് നെഗേറ്റഡ് ദ സ്ഥൂല ശരീരം എലാബറേറ്റ്ലി ഇൻ വൺ ശ്ലോക, ഹി റെഫ്യൂട്സ് ദിസ് സൂക്ഷ്മ ശരീരം ആൽസോ ഈസ് നോട്ട് ദ സെൽഫ്. So Dehatmavada is negated, Pranatmavada, Manatmavada, Vijnanatmavada, all of them are refuted in one sloka. Linga cha anekam sayuktam. This sukshma shriram, mind, antahkaranam, subtle body, is also not atma. It is traveling. It is chalam, anekam. There are so many jivatmas or traveling souls, or which are going to travel also. Sukshma shariram travels after death. Anekam, aneka samyukta means sukshma shariram has got 19 faculties. It has got pancha jnanendriyani, pancha karmendriyani, pancha pranadayaha, manasu, buddhi, chitta, ahankara, aneka samyuktam. Not only that, it is a chalam. Space-wise, it travels. After leaving this body, gross body, it dissociates from the gross body and do happy journey. Tourism program it joins. And it goes to different lokas. That is why it is chalam. It moves, it travels. Therefore, space-wise, chalam indicates space-wise it has got a travel. That is why sukshma shariram is not all-pervading. Sukshma shariram is only, what I said, all-pervading. Sukshma shariram cannot function without gross body. So gross body has to be there for sukshma shariram to function. Once it drops this gross body, sukshma sarira stop functioning and it packs all its components. Until it gets a new body, it packs up. With packets it carries, with packets, package it carries, no? With package it goes. That's why chalam. Then drishyam, it is only an experienceable entity. Drishya means an object of experience. It is available for objectification, means not tangibly available. Here drishya means don't take mind is available for like a clip. You cannot see mind. Here drishya means mentally you can experience your own mind. Your own prana you can experience. It is drishyam for you. Your own five organs of knowledge you can experience. And your five sense organs of action you can experience. Your intellect you can experience. Your memory very much you experience. Drishyam or not? Last class, aparokshanubhuti class. Whether we remember or not, who knows? You only know. The smriti, that is also one faculty of the sukshma shariram. That is also drishyam only, available for my experience. The whole subtle body is comes under drishyam. Objectifiable means experienceable. Vikari, vikari indicates time principle. This sukshma shariram undergoes a change, modification. Vikara. All shadvikaras are there. Therefore, it has got a time limitation, a space-wise limitation. It is an object of experience. Subtle object, that's all. Subtle matter. Avyapakam. Not only that, linga shariram, subtle body is avyapakam. It is not all-pervading. How do you know? That you cannot see tangibly, but subtle body you cannot see tangibly. When you are not able to see tangibly, means in gross form, how can you say it is not all pervading? As though you have seen, you are telling it is not all pervading. Since it is traveling after leaving this gross body, that itself is a proof it is not vyapakam, it is not all pervasive. If it is all pervasive, how can it travel? It need not travel. That is why Nachiketa asked Yamadharmaraja, ஏயம் பிரேதே விசிகிச்சா மனுஷ்யே அஸ்தித்யேகே நாயம் அஸ்தீதி செய்கே. Tell me what is that which travels after the death of this physical body. Tell me what is that which travels. So the traveler is the subtle body, since it is not all pervading, therefore it travels. Therefore here in some books they write self and non-self. Ahankara is also a pseudo-I. The pseudo-I, ahankara, alone travels. That is also called atma. That is why we call it as soul. We don't call it as atma. In Telugu translation or another translation, they call it as atma. Soul also is called atma. Self is also called atma. This pseudo-atma, this is. Soul is pseudo-atma. Self is capital S, you write Sachidananda Atma. So what is our job? Real I and pseudo I we have to decipher. We have to distinctly understand. Who am I? Pseudo I or real I? Fake I? Pseudo and fake I. Fake I means what? Ahankara, Chidabhasa, Sahita, reflected consciousness, jivatma is pseudo I. Original I, that is Satchidananda Atma Swarupam, I am real I. I am that. This pseudo I is my reflection. That is why this pseudo I, ahankara, travels after leaving this gross body. Therefore it is avyapakam. It is not all pervading. Not only that, asadrupam. It is not real. Asat means it is not really existent. It is the existing borrowing from the consciousness existence principle. Asadrupam means it is not there really. It is of the nature of only appearance, but it is not having real existence. That is why asadrupam. Rupa means its nature. Asat is its nature. Non-existence is its nature. It appears as though existent. This pot is asadrupam. Pot is asadrupam. What is sadrupam here? Clay alone. But it appears. Even though it appears, this pot, does it have any existence of its own? Can it have existence of its own? Therefore, it is asadrupam. Pot cannot exist without clay. Clay existence is pot existence. Pot has borrowed the existence of the clay and got the name pot exists. Pot is. Really clay is, not pot is. Clay is. The easiness of the pot is not belong to the pot. Easiness of the pot belongs to the clay. So it has borrowed the easiness from the clay. That is why pot is asadrupam. Similarly, body, mind, complex, the entire universe is also same like a pot. Like one pot. Borrowed existence from, not clay. Okay. In example, it is clay. Whole world, pot-like world, body, mind, complex, borrowed existence from Brahman. Easiness is borrowed from Brahman. So Brahman isness is universe isness. Universe is, body is, mind is, everything is. That isness is not belong to the world, neither body nor mind, but it belongs to Brahman. Who is that Brahman? I myself. Fake or pseudo? Fake pseudo or real I? Real I. So I, the Brahman alone, give existence to this body-mind complex. How I give? Daily, kuncha kuncha. Giving means giving like that? No. By my presence, the matter takes its existence and sentiency. I need not give. My presence, mere my presence itself is sufficient to make this matter to exist and to function. That is why it is called asadrupam. Therefore, remember, this is functioning because of consciousness. The matter is seeing, matter is hearing. As though we take body is hearing, mind is hearing. Mind, body can never hear. Because of the body, mind and consciousness mixture, the reflected consciousness is formed ahankara. That ahankara is the lower eye going towards making friendship with the body, mind. That is a wrong friendship. Dussangatyam. This ahankara does dussangatyam along with this body, mind. Therefore, a kara you remove, it remains as aham. Use kara for interaction. But to claim, drop kara, remain as aham. To interact with the world, to enjoy the world, use kara. Aham kara. Your role. Ahankara means your role, you are playing. But when problem comes immediately, drop the kara, remain as aham. This facility you should know. What all facility privileges we have to know how to use them. Some people, they have lot of privilege, lot of benefits are there, they don't know how to use. Shastra says, learn to use this facility. You can jump this way, that way, whenever you want. That is called facility. Making use of your privilege. Achivichu madri, eppu endha privilege use pannamale. யூஸ் பண்ணணும் தெரியாமலே, யூஸ் பண்ணாமலே இருந்தா என்ன அர்த்தம்? டோன்ட் பிளேம் த வேர்ல்ட், டோன்ட் பிளேம் த பாடி, டோன்ட் பிளேம் யுவர் மைண்ட். மேக் யூஸ் ஆஃப் தம் இன்டெலிஜென்ட்லி அண்ட் கம் பேக் டு யுவர் ஓன் ஹோம்லி. ஹோம்லி என்ன, ஏதோ ஒரு ஜோக் படித்தேன். ஒன் பர்சன் வென்ட் டு எ ஹோட்டல் to eat. Nowadays it is becoming habit, going hotel and eating there. After going there, he went to a family room. Alone only he went into a family room. And he saw a board there, homely, you know. It is homely, it is written inside. Without eating, he came out. Then the second person asked, why you are going out without eating, you know? Without eating, why you are going? Because it is written homely. Because my home food itself they give here also. I don't want to eat. Homely they have written, just as my wife prepares. Similarly, they give here also. Who wants? I don't want. Homely means, I remember my wife cooking. Therefore, I am running away. I am running away and... That is why people homely in Channa Salapir Bhayam. In a home, not peaceful. That problem is not there here in Brahman. Why I want to say this? Na, that problem is not there here, homely and homely. So close and so sweet, that is sweet home, okay? Sweet home. Okay. Asadrupam sariram. லிங்கசரீரம் சூலசரீரம் சர்வம் தத்து கதம் சாத் புமானயம். ஹவு கேன் திஸ் சட்டில் பாடி கிராஸ் பாடி கேன் பி த புமான் மீன்ஸ் திஸ் ஆத்ம சைதன்யம் புருஷா ஹவு கேன் யூ கம்பைன் போத் ஆஃப் தெம். தேர்ஃபோர் சட்டில் பாடி அண்ட் கிராஸ் பாடி ஆர் நாட் புருஷா தி ஆத்ம சைதன்யம். Up to here we saw in the last class, 40th sloka.
Evam deha dvaya dhanyaham,
ആത്മാ പുരുഷ ഈശ്വര സർവാത്മാ സർവരൂപശ്ച സർവാതീതോഹമവ്യയഃ.
അഹം ഏവം ദേഹദ്വയാത് അന്യഃ. ഐ ദി പുരുഷ അഹം, സെക്കൻഡ് ലൈൻ ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ദേർ. സർവാതീതോഹമ വ്യയഃ ഇസ് ദേർ. സർവാതീതഃ അഹം പ്ലസ് അവ്യയഃ. That aham, you have to take out first. Aham. Take out, and how you take out? You have to read such a way. I am. Evam. Evam means the discussion gone before the previous slokas. Evam. Dehad. Dehadvayad anyaha. Anyaha means I am different. I am different. Different from what? Deha dvayat. Different from two bodies. What are the two bodies? Gross body and subtle body. Gross body means sthula shariram, annamaya kosha. Second body is subtle body, that is pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya kosha, put together sukshma shariram. So deha dvayat anyaha. I am different from these two bodies. Then who am I? Atma. I am yourself. Aproti sarvam iti atma. That which pervades everywhere is called atma. We talk about atma, 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 atma. People love to talk about atma. How the Atma word has come, because of what derivation it has come, nobody knows. Atma is what nature, what form it is, where is it? Atma name is so nice. Some people keep Atma name also. What is your name? My name is Atma. Already Atma, where a pair good Atma. Some people keep that name. So, Apnoti Sarvam iti Atma. Lot of derivation I gave previously also. Apnoti sarvam, that pervades everywhere, is called Atma. I am Atma, the self, and Purushaha. Purushaha. Purushaha means not male member. Two derivations, two meanings I gave. Puri Shayanat Purushaha. The indweller of the body. The indweller of these two bodies. Have you got any question? Varad namakku question varad. Karana shariram pathi sollave illaye anna. Without telling deha dvayad anyaha, that means am I not different from karana shariram? Question should come. Shankaracharya not talking about karana shariram. He thought we are all advanced students. You have to understand, Dehadvayad Anyaha means it is as good as saying Karana Sarirat Anyaha. Why? Dehadvayam, all two bodies, Sula Sukshma Sariram, comes under Karyam. Prathamapada, Dvitiyapada, Mandukya language, Karyapada. Karyam comes out of Karanam. So Karana Sarira is the cause for gross body and subtle body. Therefore, Karana Sariram alone, which was in potential form, Karanavastha, causal form, now it is appearing in the form of gross and subtle bodies, Karya Rupena. Therefore, Karana Sariram is nothing but a potential form of gross and subtle body. Now Karana Sariram is in Vyakta form, gross body and subtle body. When they are Vyaktam, Karana Sariram is manifesting in the form of gross body and subtle body. So Karanam, Karyam, காரியம் காரணாத் அபின்னம். Product is always non-different from its cause. Chain, ornament is non-different from gold. When you are talking about chain, you are talking about gold only. I am talking about only chain, Swamini. I am not talking about gold. You cannot say. Why? The moment you are talking about chain, there is no chain other than gold. Karanam. So chain, you are talking about means you are talking about gold only. But gold is in what form? Karanavastha. Chain is in Karyavastha. Ice is Karyavastha. Water is Karanavastha. As you are seeing ice, as you are talking about ice, as you are touching ice, you are touching water only. Similarly, as you are touching the grass body, you are touching causal body only. Without causal body, where is subtle body? Where is gross body? Why? Sarira dvayasya karana matram. Definition of karana sariram in tattva bodha. Don't ask me what is tattva bodha. Sarira dvayasya karana matram karana sariram. So the cause of two bodies, gross and subtle body, is causal body. Therefore causal body need not be explained separately. It is understood. That's why Shankaracharya knows. You are all very clear about that. Ninikra. Okay. Dehadvayad anyaha atma means karana sariradapi anyaha. Because karana sariram alone appearing in the form of gross and subtle bodies. There is no subtle body causal, without causal body. There is no gross body without causal body. Therefore, what? Prathama pada, dvitiya pada are depending upon tritiya pada. So, tritiya pada alone, what pada? Care of Mandukya. Okay. Mandukya Upanishad. Atma purushaha purayati sarvam. I am consciousness in the body. Puru or puri body. Shaha, indweller. I am the indweller of the body, therefore my name is called Purushaha. This is the first meaning. Second meaning, what we saw, Purayati Sarvam iti Purushaha. That which fills everything. The filler, you know, filler. Ink, olden days. Nowadays, the ink and all not available. Ink bottle and filler. And we keep that filler inside and we press it, the whole ink comes inside. That is called, it is filler. Adi madri, our Purushaha is a filler. Whole jagat is like a plastic. Who is there inside the whole universe? Purusha. That is why, Purayati Sarvam. I am the same consciousness in everybody and in every body. In everybody and in every body. Purushaha, Ishvaraha, I am the controller, I am the Lord, I am the Master. See Mahavakya here. Second line, Aham. First line, the Ishvaraha. Aham, Ishvaraha. I am not Jivatma, I am Paramatma only. Ishvara Tattvam also is what? Bhagatyaga Lakshanaya. You remove the Maya from Ishvara, what remains? Brahman. Therefore, Ishvaraha, the controller, myself. Ishvara is also I am. Which I? Pseudo I or real I? So, I am the master, I am the lord, I am the controller of everything. Controller means what? I lend existence to the matter. I lend sentiency to the matter. Because of me only everything existing, therefore am I master or not now? When Guru says I am master, which I you have to carefully understand. Otherwise, you take ahankara I problem. You have to take only aham. This is called facility. Facility means what? Ahankara to aham. Aham to ahankara. Jumping in matter. nicely you can enjoy with ahankara and come back. Near the problem vandu udane and the kolanda like some babies they go on doing lot of galata. Any problem comes, they run to their mother. Ella tirisavana panni they come and shout and sonna udane amma ketta varuva vandu hiding behind amma. Adu maadhiri whenever this ahankara child has got a problem, what it does, and the kara vittite come back to aham and remain. Don't take literally again. And the chinna kutti self poi pinnadi amma kutti amma self pinnadi varuma adha nenaikka koodadhu chumma solve the joke. Okay, nice to enjoy. No, I depend on myself, I rest on myself. That is called independence. That is called Ishwaratva. That is called Swamitva. Why so and so person is Swami or Swamini? Because they have control on their own body, mind, anatma. Control means what? They falsify the body, mind. They know they are the master. They know they are the self. They know. That is why Swami. After so and so name, you know, Ananda they give. Ananda, Swami Ananda. Swami so and so Ananda. And Ananda Brahma. Supposed to be. A sannyasi or a sannyasini supposed to be Ananda Swarupam. Inana Swarupam. Ishwara Swarupam. Control, master. What about us, Swamini? We are all grihasthas and you are all antra sannyasis. You are also Ishwara. You are also Ananda Swarupam. This ashrama cannot make you distant from your Swarupam. Okay. Like Janaka, you have to roar. Who said sannyasa ashrama is required? Sannyasa ashrama is not at all required. Now here itself I am Brahman. Remember Ashtavakra Gita. You remember Ashtavakra Gita? Once upon a time we did Ashtavakra Gita. Like Janaka. So, Jnanam Ishwaraha Aham. Not only that, I am Sarvatma. I am the Atma of every being, every object in the world. Sarva Atma. I am the self of all. I am the self of all. I am the self of all and is not limited. I am the self of English all. Sarvatma. Then sarva rupascha. I am in every form. I the self am in every form. Sarvendriya gunabhasam sarvendriya vivarjitam. I am in all forms, in all beings. Sarvatma, sarvarupaha. All rupams are whose rupams? My rupam. And the Kalyan jewelers go and see, gold is standing. See, all forms are my forms. Gold can say or not? Gold can say that? Kalyani jewelers, all jewels in the nearest shop, that's why I'm telling. All ornaments are my forms only. Correct only, no? Correct? Like that you have to say, in this entire universe, all forms are my forms only. Without me, the self, no form can exist. Like that. If you say like that, like gold, you will get gold medal. If you say like gold, you are the gold medalist. Who gives? I will give. I mean so Shastra gives. Okay. Sarvatma, sarvarupascha. Then same time, sarva atitaha. I transcend. I am not afflicted by these forms. Sarva atitaha. Sarva indriya vivarjitam. Here of 13th chapter. Bhagavad Gita. I am in all, but all are not afflicting me, I am transcending them. Once I say transcending means don't take space wise. Transcending, beyond. Transcending means like screen transcending the movie. Screen, TV screen, transcend the movie means what? It is beyond. Where there is movie, there is screen. Where there is screen, there is movie. At the same time, it is transcending means what? The movie pictures cannot afflict the screen. That is why we can say it is beyond the movie or transcending the movie. Similarly, the Atma Chaitanyam is of higher order of reality. Body, mind, complex, all these Nama Rupas cannot touch me. I am touch me not, Asparsha Yoga. Kera Mandukya. I am touch me not, they cannot touch me. They are all in me, I am in them, they cannot touch me. Enna? Sorry. What a facility. I am in them, they are all in me as though they cannot afflict me, not as though, really. They are all in me as though, I am in them as though, but really speaking, they cannot afflict me. What cannot afflict me? Body problems, mind problems, neighbor problems, family members problems. They are all drama. They are all a serial. Swamini, these cereals, you know, food, one type of food, cereals. So, protein, cereals are all good for health. Similarly, the cereal also, whatever you see, life cereal, it is also an entertainment. Atma chappu nirukum. Asabdam asparsham arupam avyayam. There is no taste at all, colorless, odorless, like chemistry. Or gas madri. It doesn't have any attribute. Therefore, I the Atma want to make use of this Maya. It has got lot of variety, beauty, novelty. அப்போ இருந்து தூரமா இருக்கணும், ரொம்ப கிட்ட போக கூடாது மாயாக்கு. அது அதுதான் சபத்து. எப்படி? ஓகே. அகம் அவ்யயா, ஐ ஆம் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் டீஜெனரேஷன். அபக்ஷய ரஹிதா, ஒன் ஆஃப் த விகார, ஷட் விகார. அபக்ஷய ரஹிதா, எவ்ரி வேர்ட் இஸ் டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் ஆஃப் ஹூம், மை ஓன் டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன், my nature, this is my description only. அதுக்குதான் வேதாந்த கிளாஸ் நன்னா இருக்கும்ல. சர்வாதீதா, சர்வாத்மா, சர்வரூபா, அவ்யயா. There you have to add அகம் for everyone. அகம் தேஹாத் த்வயாத் அன்யஹா, அகம் ஆத்மா, அகம் புருஷா, அகம் ஈஸ்வரா, அகம் சர்வாத்மா, அகம் சர்வரூபா, அகம் சர்வாதீதா, அகம் அவ்யயா. பூஜை பண்ண மாதிரி இருக்கு, அர்ச்சனை, ஷோடசோபசார பூஜா. திஸ் இஸ் வாட் வி ஹாவ் டு டூ பூஜா, நாட் ரெகுலர் பூஜா. டூ திஸ் பூஜா. வாட் பூஜா? ஆத்ம பூஜா. அகம் அவ்யயா, நமக்கே பூஜை பூ போட்டுக்கணும். அகம் அவ்யயா, பூ தேவையில்லை, மனசுல நினைச்சுக்கோங்க. அகம் அவ்யயா, ஐ ஆம் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் டீஜெனரேஷன். What a beautiful nature, my nature. Who will describe this nature of yours other than Shastra, Guru? Tell me. People are spending a lot for outside. Here matra, koncham Vedantam Guru kondavadane, lot of money spend pandrathu, book vaangrathu kashtapaduva. It is talking about your glory, aparokshanubhuti. Billions and trillions of dollars worth, isn't it? So don't hesitate to spend money to understand your glory. If you spend money to understand your glory, you know, book vaanganum, auto la varanum, you have to come by auto or you have to come by car, something you have to spend money. So spend money intelligently, or worth. If you spend money, it is worth to spend. Understand? Don't think it is waste. ఇట్ ఈస్ యువర్ గ్లోరీ ఓన్లీ, నాట్ మై గ్లోరీ. ఓకే.
ఇత్యాత్మ దేహ భాగేన ప్రపంచస్యేవ సత్యత యథోక్త తర్క శాస్త్రేణ తతః కిం పురుషార్థత.
నౌ ఎ క్వశ్చన్ ఆస్క్డ్ బై ఎస్ పర్సన్. Now you have done Atma Anatma Viveka very clearly from first shloka onwards, almost 40 shlokas we have done Atma Anatma Viveka. By this Atma Anatma Viveka, am I going to get moksha purushartha? He is asking, kim purushartha? What is that gamyam, goal? Purushartha means what am I going to achieve? Moksha, am I going to get by this classic, discriminative analysis? Atma, this is Atma, this is Anatma. Anatma is of this nature, Atma is of this nature. You go on and on and on, listing out Atma nature. Purusha, Purusha, you are telling the same thing so many slokas. Aishwaraha, Purushaha, Vyayaha. You are go on telling the nature of Atma. You are go on talking about the nature of Anatma. What am I going to get by this? He is asking. Kim purushardhata tataha. Tataha means by doing this atmanatma viveka. He is asking. Iti atma deha bhagena. Atma is separate from deha. Bhagena means bhedena. By the difference, by knowing the difference of atma and deha, stula shariram, sushma shariram, karana shariram, you go on enlisting, enumerating so many qualities, attributes of anatma and atma. You are talking iti atma deha bhagena prapanchasya eva satyata. Now prapancha is there and atma is there, two are there. From plurality you have come to duality. What you have achieved? Whole prapancha is anatma. Body is anatma. Mind is anatma. You go on telling anatma, anatma, anatma. So whole world, including body, mind, is anatma. There is atma. Atma, anatma. Atma, anatma. By this, what you have achieved? Anatma is also there. Atma is also there. But rundirke. ద్వితీయాద్వై భయం భవతి. సో వేర్ ఎవర్ దెర్ ఈస్ ద్వయం, భయం విల్ కంటిన్యూ, సంసార విల్ కంటిన్యూ, మోక్ష కెనాట్ కమ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ హీస్ ఆస్కింగ్ ప్రపంచస్య సత్యత ఏవ అనాత్మ యు ఆర్ యాక్సెప్టింగ్. ఎస్పెషలీ హియర్ తర్కశాస్త్రేణ మీన్స్ సాంఖ్య ఫిలాసఫర్. సాంఖ్య, యోగ, దీస్ ఫిలాసఫర్స్, దే ఆల్సో టాక్ అబౌట్ పురుష అండ్ ప్రకృతి. పురుష అండ్ ప్రకృతి దే టాక్, ప్రకృతి ఇస్ ఆల్సో సత్యం, పురుష ఇస్ ఆల్సో సత్యం. లైక్ దట్ పీపుల్ యు ఆర్ ఆల్సో టాకింగ్, సాంఖ్య యోగ పీపుల్ లైక్ దట్ యు ఆర్ ఆల్సో టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ పురుష, ప్రకృతి, అనాత్మ. పురుష డిఫరెంట్, బోత్ ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్, యు ఆర్ టాకింగ్. వాట్ యు హ్యావ్ గాట్ according to Sankhya philosopher, prakriti, the matter, prapancha is satyam. That is why he is asking prapanchasya satyata eva tarka shastrena yatha ukta. As you said until now, atma anatma, atma anatma, you are talking. Now you are also talking about the reality of the anatma, just like Sankhya philosopher. What is difference between you, the Advaitin, and Sankhya philosopher? Why Tarkashastrena Acharya use here all other systems of philosophy, Sankhya, Nyaya, Yoga, Vaisheshika, they are all Tarka Pradhanam, not Shastra Pradhanam. Vedantin alone is Tarka, Shastra Pradhani. Tarka is secondary for us. But for all of them, Tarka, logic, is primary further. That's why Tarka Shastrena Yatha Ukta, just as the Sankhya Yoga people talk about this Prakriti and Purusha and Prakriti is Satyam, that is Jagat Prapancha, for them also, Kim Purushardhata, what is the benefit, what is that I am going to get? Purushardhata na enna prayojanam ani artham. Enna prayojanam? Inna madri knowledge moolamaan. Shankaracharya says, who said teaching is not over? This is incomplete. Teaching is not completed. Only one phase of teaching is over. One phase of teaching is over. Second phase of teaching you have to come. I will take you up to 89-90 slokas. I am going to take you second phase. What is that second phase? I have given Atma Anatma Viveka until now. Okay? Yes, clear. Now what am I going to do? From plurality I have come to duality. Now duality, I am going to come Advaitam. There is only one single non-dual Brahman I am going to arrive at. Oh, Ama, I am going to arrive at non-dual Brahman. With duality teaching, teaching is not over, it is incomplete. All systems of philosophies, teaching is incomplete. They all ended up duality. Ended up with duality, Dvaitam. I am not a Dvaiti, I am Advaiti. My teaching further goes. Are you ready to listen? Yes, I am ready. Then I will start the second phase of teaching. What is the teaching in nutshell? Falsifying the entire anatma. Mithyatva nischayaha. Prapanchopashamam. That's what we are going to do. The biggest job. That's the many slokas. 42.
Ityatma deha bhedena. Dehatmatvam nivaritam. Idanim deha bhedasya. Yasatvam sputamuchyate.
Now I am going to enter next phase with taking this. Until now what I have given? Atma, Deha, Bheda I have given. Dehatma Vadin I have negated. Iti Atma Deha Bhedena means Deha is different from Atma. Deha means all three bodies you have to take. Even though it is singular, all are together. Three bodies are together. Therefore, Sharira Trayam you have to take. Atma is different from the three bodies. Bhedena Dehatmatvam Nivaritam. Nivaritam means stopped, removed or eliminated. What is eliminated? Nivaritam means suspended. Suspended means they are not temporarily, permanently. We are going to do now. Nivaritam means stopped. Dehatmatvam. The people who talk about Deha alone is Atma or mind alone is Atma, they are talking Charvakas and Vaiseshikas, this Anatma they are taking, they are giving Satyatvam to this body also. But I am not giving that. That's why I said Deha is not Atma. That is Nivaritam. Dehatma Bhavana Nivaritam. The people who take this body as Atma, be all and end all, and are some people like Purva Mimamsakas take this Sushma Sariram as Atma. That is why they say Purva Mimamsakas, there is no necessity of Ishvara. There is no necessity of Ishvara at all. Why? The subtle body is be all and end all for them. So I am negating all of them here, Nivaritam, having done that, Idanim. Now I am ready with second phase of teaching, Idanim. Deha bhedasya yasatvam hi asatvam Sphutamuchyate, I am going to talk about this Deha Bheda, the body which is different from the Atma. I am going to talk about that body is Asatvam, they are non-existent. Asatva means what? I am going to falsify them. They are not really there. Now, until now, what I said only, bodies are different from Atma, I said. As though I have accepted all the three bodies now. It appears. All these three bodies which are different from Atma, they are all asat, unreal. They are not there really. Asatvam putam uchyate. Putam clearly, I am going to explain. Clearly, crystal clear. Body is unreal, mind is unreal, everything is unreal. Who is real? The I, Atma Chaitanyam alone is real. That I am going to do now. Next shloka, 43.
Chaitanyasyaika rupatvatim vedo yukto na karhichit jivatvam cha mrushagneyam rajjau sarpagraho yatha.
Very important slokas. How to falsify this world, how to falsify this body, how to falsify this mind, which are very close, proximate and daily I'm interacting. How is it possible? Shankaracharya says, it is possible, not only possible, it is very simple. It is very simple, madam. He gives an example first. Yatha rajjau sarpagraha. Upon the rajju, rajju means rope. Rajjau, upon the rope, sarpagraha. You have mistaken it as snake. Sarpagraha means you have taken it as snake. The rajju, upon that rope, you are seeing the snake. Rajjau graha. Like that, is it real? The snake you are seeing upon the rope, is it real? Not real. It is not real. You have mistaken the rope as snake. So, the snake appearance is real or unreal? Only a mistake, that is. Mistook. Missing the rope, taking the snake. That is called mistake. What is mistake, you know? Missing the fact, taking the unreal thing is called mistake. Seeing the snake upon the rope is your mistake. Therefore, since it is your mistake, is there a real snake other than rope? Think over. Is there a real snake other than rope? You have to say what? Yes, there is no snake at all. I have mistaken the rope alone as snake. There is samanya karana. There is something. If your rope jnanam is there, it is called vishesha karana. Vishesha jnana. Exactly what it is there. There is something, but rope knowledge is not there. Vishesha rope I am not knowing. In that rope place, what I am seeing? Snake. So, samanya jnanam and vishesha jnanam. Rundu venam. There is, that jnanam is samanya jnanam, general knowledge. There is what? What is there? So and so is there. That is called vishesha jnanam, specific knowledge. Now, what is the problem there? There is something, samanya jnanam, but where is the mistake is happening? In vishesha jnanam. What is that vishesha jnanam? Rope is vishesha jnanam. instead of specific knowledge, the rope, he is seeing what? Snake. So the mistake is happening in Vishesha Jnanam, not in Samanya Jnanam. அங்க என்னமோ இருக்கு, என்ன இருக்குன்னு ப்ராப்ளம் இருக்கு, ஆனா என்ன இருக்குன்னு தெரியாது. அந்த விசேஷ ஜ்ஞானத்துலதான் அஜ்ஞானம் இருக்கு. அது மாதிரி ஹியர் ஆல்சோ ஐ ஆம் ஹியர், நான் இருக்கேன், நான் யாருன்னு தெரியாமல் இருக்கேன். அதுதான் ப்ராப்ளம். நான் இருக்கேன்னு சாமானிய ஜ்ஞானம். ஐ ஆம் ஹியர், பட் ஹூ ஆம் ஐ? Since instead of saying I am Brahman, that is Vishesha Jnanam. Since I have to claim I am Brahman, I am claiming as what? I am husband of so and so, I am brother of so and so, I am wife of so and so. That I am taking it as real. That Vishesha Jnanam, I have mistaken Brahma Chaitanyam as Jeevatma, snake. Jeevatma, snake, I bhayapadre. Dvitiyadvai bhayam bhavati. Look into the sloka now. Chaitanyasya ekarupatvat bhedaha na yuktaha karhitit. Chaitanyam ekameva. Chaitanyam is only one. Ekarupatvat bhedaha na yuktaha. Don't see that bheda, the difference. Bhedaha means seeing the difference is not proper, not logical, it is illogical. Karhit is at any time, at any place. Kadachit jeevatvam cha mrushagneyam. Jeevatva means the jeevahood, the limited, finite, ordinary human being. I have punya, papa, lot of problems, vanchita, agami, moochu, non-stop. Problems, problems galore. This is called jeevatvam. Understand that jeevatvam is mrusha, unreal, false. Mrusha means false. What jeevatvam? Finitude. Janana, marana, sanchita, agami, punya, papa. This finitude. I am limited, ordinary housewife, householder, jeevatvam. There is Swami, I am Asami. I am Asami. In the Jeevatva Bhavana is Mrusha. You have mistaken Ekam Chaitanyam as Jeeva. Aham Chaitanyam Brahma is Samanya Jnanam. Aham Chaitanyam Brahma, Aham is Samanya Jnanam, is there for all of us. Nan irken, Aham is there. But Brahma, housewife. In the Rundala, housewife is like snake. Snake, mistaken Brahman is wife. Understood wife is Brahman. Mistaken Brahman is husband, brother, mamiyar, daughter-in-law. Mistaken Brahman, jeevatvam. Understood wife, husband is none other than Brahman. This is only my role. I am Brahman, upon me only all these names and forms just appearing. Mistaken Brahman alone is world. Mistaken Brahman alone is body. Mistaken Brahman alone is mind. Mistaken Brahman alone is Jeeva. Understood Jeeva is Brahman. Mistaken Brahman is Jeeva. Therefore, understand. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.